Visit to the Blessed Sacrament from the writings of St. Peter Julian Aimard. Self-abasement, the characteristic of Eucharistic holiness. He emptied himself from the letter to the Philippians. Our Lord is model in the most blessed sacrament. Let us see how he teaches us the virtues out of which saints are made. We must first look into the state of our Lord. The form of his life will be the form of our virtues. By studying the conditions of his existence, we shall learn what he wants us to do. What is seen manifests what is unseen. We can appreciate a man's soul from his speech and his manner. When people saw our Lord poor and associating with the poor, they knew that he was come to redeem us by poverty. When he died for our sake, he showed us what we had to do to get to heaven. Now, the most outstanding and striking characteristic of the state of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is self-abasement. In the light of this characteristic, we shall understand his occupations and his virtues, each of which will, according to its own nature, take on this form, this stamp of self-abasement and humility. Study this self-abasement, and you will learn what you have to do to resemble your model and be in the grace of Eucharistic holiness. Keep well in mind that it is the chief characteristic of Jesus' hostia, and that it must be yours if you wish to be in the grace of the Eucharist. Spiritual Communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come, and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Visit to the Blessed Virgin Mary from the Imitation of Mary. The interior life continued. This watchfulness is like an eye kept always open to distinguish between what comes from nature so that it may be suppressed and what comes from grace so that we may conform ourselves to it. Through such watchfulness as this, we win the grace and strength never to subject ourselves to the impulses of nature. Without it, we commit many faults and even lapses. With it, we will frequently perform great acts of virtue without doing anything outwardly extraordinary. How many holy hermits and virgins have reached the heights of sanctity simply through the merits of an interior life? You will never taste the peace and joy the Holy Spirit gives if you are not an interior man. The interior man is able to be master of himself, and as he watches over himself so as to free himself from the attacks which stir the passions and subject the soul, so also he preserves peace of heart even amid events that would overwhelm an ordinary degree of patience. The man given to externals, on the contrary, is anxious and agitated by countless trifles that are unworthy of his attention, and so he loses peace and tranquility. The interior man acknowledges only the wisdom that shows him the nothingness of earthly things, and thus raises his eyes and his thoughts to the contemplation of heavenly things. The man given to externals consults only the prudence of the flesh. All that seems to violate that prudence is darkness or even madness in his eyes. The one man is constantly on guard against the illusions and seductions of the senses. The other always judges and acts according to the senses and refers everything to them. Find your delight in thinking of God, seeking him in everything, doing all for him. Then you will have the kingdom of God within you. You will be that true worshiper of whom Jesus speaks, who worships the Father in spirit and in truth. Why is the majority of mankind always agitated and always complaining? Because it lives a wholly external life and is occupied solely with the things of earth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother and Teacher of the Interior Life. Pray for us.